Hi, this is Kevin Craig with a message for Democrats in Missouri's 7th Congressional District. Actually, two messages. The first message is you don't have a Democrat candidate in this race. All three candidates really are Republicans in most respects. Billy Long, of course, is certainly the Republican. Scott Eckersley has his name on the ballot as a Democrat, but really, he's a Republican. He worked with the Republican Matt Blunt in the governor's office, and he's a Republican. And his website looks a lot like Roy Blunt and Billy Long's websites. They all seem to believe that we need to cut government spending, we need to reduce taxes. Those are all Republican goals. I myself, although I'm the Libertarian candidate, and I think that I'm the most conservative candidate in the race, but I'm also in some ways the most liberal candidate in the race. And the Libertarian is kind of a different breed. In fact, the word liberal back 100 years ago in Europe used to mean basically Libertarian. But you don't have a Democrat candidate in this race, so that's why I want you to consider the second message, and that's the message that the Libertarian Party, and in particular my candidacy, is the candidacy that will most help you as a Democrat achieve your goals. Now, it's a mistake, I think, for a lot of political parties to focus on strategies rather than on the goals. And when another candidate or another party stresses a different strategy, we confuse the fact that maybe that strategy might reach our goal. So that's what I want to focus on by looking at a couple of sources that define liberalism. And in the chart below, I picked up a couple of definitions of liberalism from Wikipedia. Well, actually, they both came from Wikipedia. Wikipedia basically defines liberalism in the left hand, the yellow column. And then within the Wikipedia article, there was a quotation from the New Republic magazine, which gave an overview of contemporary American liberalism. And the definitions are very much the same. The New Republic definition had a few extra items in it. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to take you through those facets, those features of liberalism, and show you how libertarianism will actually bring about the goals that I hope you really have. I'm hoping that you and I share the same goals. We just have a question about the strategy, about how to achieve the goal. So there'll be a separate audio recording for each one of these items, and you can just click the link and listen to the exposition of the idea. And then also I've got some links on the column Liberty Under God that will take you to places on my website where I give you some additional information to help you learn a lot more about my position on the issues. So thanks very much for listening to this message. Let's get into the discussion. And by the way, at the bottom of the table, there's a link to a blog post where I've announced this message to Democrats. And I hope if you have some questions, you'll engage me. Or if you have comments, that you'll engage me, and let's have a discussion about means and ends, and about what our real goals are for America. Thanks very much for listening to the messages on this website.